Welcome to Radio Without Borders, KUT's live music podcast from Austin, Texas. For more information about this free service, visit us at KUT.org.
Welcome to Radio Without Borders, KUT's live music podcast. I'm Teresa Ferguson. Coming up on today's show, live performances from The Shins, Trish Murphy with Strings Attached, sitar player Kartik Seshadri, Chris Gates and Gatesville, and a band called Loxley. As we go to press, or pod, we're getting ready for the Austin City Limits Festival here in Austin. The Shins are on this year's lineup, so I guess they're getting ready too.
Forget about it, girl. My head's like a kite, but such a creature I sight. To town, where the feet leave no prints on the ground. Have I left my home just to whine in this microphone?
Bitchin' bum bum bum.
It gets worse every time that we talk. Can't afford to be just one in a block, but that's your lot. Such a well-made lock. It was classic, the chance to give up. My friends know I try. So forget about it, girl. Even I don't know why. I can't just stay the cause. Give me hands on the wheel. All the tractors were right. My head's like a kite. And all my thoughts on a set, and I'm a walking cliche, for such a kitcher I sight.
Turn a Square by The Shins, performed live at KUT during a recent visit. You'll find the studio version on their 2003 album, Shoots Too Narrow. While we're talking about CDs, we, like a lot of you out there, are eager to hear something new from The Shins. The word on the street is that the new CD will be out in January of 2007. The release has been delayed a couple of times. Originally from Albuquerque, New Mexico, all of the band members now live in Portland, Oregon. Those band members are, of course, James Mercer, who plays guitar, sings lead, and writes most of the songs, plus Dave Fernandez, Marty Crandall, and Jesse Sandoval. The Shins just finished a series of concerts with rave reviews. ACL festival goers really have something to look forward to. Trish Murphy, another ACL Fest performer, is up next. Trish's travel time to get to the festival will be considerably less than The Shins, since she already lives here. In this live KUT recording, she brought along Will Taylor and his Strings Attached ensemble.
Thank you. agreed you would be the winner every time. I had no pretenses, no side of my own, but I don't need defenses. Now that I'm grown, I'm gonna go there. I'm gonna go there. And I'm taking you with me. I'm a little bit scared, but I wanna go there. Doubt that there were things we couldn't talk about. And I didn't try to tell the truth, I just tried to get along with you. So I tiptoed around with a chip on my shoulder. I got my feet on the ground, and now that I'm older, I wanna go.
Trish Murphy's song, Go There, performed live with help from Will Taylor and strings attached. The original version is on Trish's CD, Rubies on the Lawn. Trish Murphy grew up in Houston and started her career there in the early 1990s. She and her brother Darren performed as a duo. Trish moved to Austin in 1996 to launch what's become a very successful solo career. But that's not all. She also performs as part of a 70s tribute band called the K-Tel Hit Machine, and she teaches Italian cooking classes And she supports Jen Austin, the Girls Empowerment Network, which is a local nonprofit that helps girls develop strong self-esteem. Girls Get In Free is Trish Murphy's latest CD. Find out more on Trish's website, including recipes, at trishmurphy.com. Stringsattached.org is Will Taylor's web address. And while I'm spewing URLs, our online home is KUT.org. Click on the Radio Without Borders page. Kartik Seshadri is a sitar virtuoso and one of the leading disciples of Ravi Shankar. He collaborated and toured with Philip Glass on the Orion Project, and that's how he came to be in Austin and on KUT. Improvisation on a Morning Raga, performed by Kartik Seshadri on sitar with Wu Man on pipa. Philip Glass's Orion was originally commissioned by the Athens Cultural Olympiad. It premiered in Athens in 2004. Kartik Seshadri is a distinguished composer as well. He's a teacher, too, at the University of California, San Diego, where he leads one of the largest Indian classical music programs in the country. I'm Teresa Ferguson, podcasting on Radio Without Borders from KUT. Back in the early 1980s, when Chris Gates was just out of high school, he played bass in an Austin punk-funk group called the Big Boys. The late Randy Biscuit Turner sang lead vocals, and they attracted lots of attention for being, well, weird, and for being music pioneers. After the band broke up in 1984, Chris Gates went on to play in other bands, Poison 13, Junkyard, and 99 Pounds, to name a few, covering quite a range of styles. So it was somewhat of a surprise, all these years later, to hear Chris Gates with his new band, Gatesville, sounding so rootsy, with a new focus on songwriting and songcraft. It was a very pleasant surprise. We'll be right back. To Believe, recorded live in KUT's Studio 1A. It's a song from Gatesville's new CD, Ain't It Grand. After playing in those other bands and often letting someone else do the singing, Chris Gates said he's having a blast with the new group. Playing music I love with guys I love hanging out with, it doesn't get much better than that. This is Radio Without Borders, KUT's live music podcast. Cody Grown says he started the band Loxley on his computer back in 2003 in his hometown of Waco, Texas. 3 years later, after adding live band members and moving to Austin, Loxley is promoting a new CD and playing live in KUT's Studio 1A.
At the end of the evening, looking back on me and you, all those times that I thought our days were numbered, all the times I thought that we were through. And I don't know how it happened, how it ever came to be. So much has changed, still we remain, and you've given me reason to believe. Sitting at the kitchen table with the pebble burning bright, going through a book of memories, holding on with all my might. Looking back at all the pictures, letters and postcards too, sitting through the rubble of the good times and the bad, the unlikely story of me and you. And I don't know how it happened, how it ever came to be. Has changed, still we remain, and you've given me a reason to believe. Mm-hmm.
San Leon by Luxley, live from KUT. Cody said that the song is about a town in Texas on Galveston Bay. It's also about his cat. In the song, his dead cat comes back to life to tell Cody that he's going to be in a car wreck, a warning that Cody doesn't heed because he doesn't believe in magic. But as the song continues, Cody ends up losing his eyesight and crashing his car into Galveston Bay. After giving us the song's backstory, the 21-year-old Cody confessed that he's still honing his songwriting skills. Luxley's CD is called Maps and Organs, and this podcast is called Radio Without Borders. For Jay Trachtenberg, our producer, and David Alvarez and Cliff Hargrove, our engineers, I'm Teresa Ferguson. Thanks for listening.